Neil.
Hi, Ben.
How happy are you?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. Oh, I'm ecstatic. Listen, it's what we deserved. Absolutely deserved it. I thought we were incredible tonight. I think the new signings were amazing. I mean, I can see why Alex Babos is in and around the first team at Derby. I can see why Jordan Buckley was getting rave reviews. I can see why Alex Curran got a move to Stockport County. But I can also see why Michael Potts is the captain of this club. I thought he was absolutely incredible. My back line, my wide men, you know, everybody. Paddy saves in the first half, Tundi's energy. I could go through everybody. And, you know, we were hurting after Saturday. We were hurting, but tonight we bounced back.
I mean, we were saying that the team is good going forward. We saw that in the first half on Saturday. It's just missing a couple of pieces. Is it down to the low knees you brought in, do you think, and the inclusion of Buckley?
Yeah, I think it is. But also, you probably heard me in the first half. I thought we were dropping deep again for 20 minutes and we weren't brave. And Curtis Jones was picking balls up in the back, in between the back two. Second half, Curtis Jones didn't drop below the halfway line. Won everything. Allowed Potts to get forward. The amount of times we slid Tundi in, Curran in, Babos in, you know, Jordan Buckley in. Incredible. But that's about being brave. And I said at half time, I don't need to be giving myself a near heart attack every single week. We've got to be understanding. And if you play my way, if it goes wrong, then I'll take that. You know, everyone's cried out about 4-2-3-1 doesn't work. We've made 15. How many chances tonight? 4-2-3-1 works if you're brave behind the three because you play a front four. And, you know, I've had to kind of defend this formation a lot, but it's a good formation.
Is it like the pieces in the jigsaw finally came together tonight for the first time?
Yeah, I think so, but it did against Morpeth as well.
I mean, completely.
Yeah. Listen, it's a great performance, but, you know, people think it's an excuse. It's hard work to get good quality players over the line. When you lose good quality players like Myers, Omans, your Ennis's, your Sharps, your Rodneys, you lose them. It's hard to bring them in. You know, Jordan Buckley was done 2.5 weeks ago. Alex Babos was done nearly 3 weeks ago, but we're waiting on other clubs, you know. So it's hard to stand there and listen to criticism at times because I know what's around the corner. And tonight, listen, they've shown, you know, we've got quality in all areas. And, you know, if this is a start, I think one defeat in seven, you know, it's a start.
There's a couple of performances. I mean, we've got 7 minutes before we go off there. So
absolutely.
Let's have a chat.
Yeah.
So, firstly, you mentioned Potts. Potts is coming for a bit of stick on various social media and forums. He's had a sensational game tonight. Is it because, as well, Potts is one of these players who does a pass, a blind pass, where he expects the player to be a lot of the time. And tonight, he's finally got the players in front of him who are in those spots. Because you couldn't have worked on some of those in training because the players weren't here.
No, but Potts was coming criticism for me as well. You know, I said to him, like, it's last chance saloon. You're my captain. You saw playing well. Tonight he was absolutely unbelievable.
He was our man of the match.
And, yeah, absolutely. He covered every blade of grass, but he was great with the ball. But Potts is a pro. Potts has played at Blackburn Rovers. Potts has been at York City. Potts, he's used to playing with really good players. And that's no disrespect to who he's been in front of him before, but you could see the wavelength in front of him with Curran, with Babos, with Buckley, etc., you know, with Tundi. And it helps Potts. I think Potts, everyone thinks he's a deep line midfielder. He's there when we haven't got the other side of him. Now I've got someone like Curtis Jones who can marshal that with the height. It allows Potts to get forward and bring other people into play. So, you know, lads are disappointed because some lads haven't even got in the squad tonight, some lads haven't got minutes, but, you know, that's part and parcel of being a manager. I'm here to win football games.
Let's talk about some of the other new players who've come in. We mentioned Babos there. Obviously, he's on the fringes of Derby County. He's very much a part of their under-23 setup. Regardless of the fact he's playing for a Championship side, there is a step up. He's playing man's football. He's superb, isn't he? He was everywhere.
You see when he put the ball through someone's legs after, yes, you know, 5 yards away from him. He is, but he's not just skillful. He does the stuff off the ball.
He does the defensive work.
He gave away a great foul for the yellow card. He's got now. He's a great player. We're going to enjoy having him for a month, and, you know, hopefully we can keep him after that. But he hasn't seen that in 23s. What he just saw at the end then with the supporters, and, you know, he's going to quickly become a real favourite here. And, you know, he's already looking forward to Saturday. But he come off, he gave me a hug. He went totally different. I absolutely loved it.
That's cool, and
you know, for me, that's brilliant. The kid drove from Nottingham today to get to the game, you know, and he'll do that again on Thursday and he'll do that again on Saturday. So
brilliant. Let's talk about Buckley. He's not a loan signing. He's here.
He's got him with Earlham. He's had a great time. They've looked after him, but we know he needs to step up, and he know he needed to step up. And, you know, I met him 2.5 weeks ago, and, you know, we saw the vision, we saw the club, but we also wanted the fact that he got through to the round of the FA Cup. He's going to be on telly, so come on, don't take that away from the kid. You know, although it would have weakened my side, let him go and do it, because that's a chance of a lifetime. And that's the kind of relationship that I have with managers and players, and that's what gives you the trust back. Tonight, he led the line superbly well. He brought the three in, he brought the full-backs in, I think he brought everyone in, and then his goal,
yes,
you know, his goal, towering header. But you can see he attacks balls there and he defends balls there. He's going to be a huge signing for us,
He linked up really well with Owolabi, we felt tonight. I mean, you also came in for criticism for playing Owolabi on the flanks. But that's where he's best. He's not a hold-up player. And you saw that tonight. If he's got someone in in the middle like that who can play the ball off, Owolabi's sensational pace.
Ask Tundi where he wants to play. Yeah. And I'm going in criticism. We're not playing down the middle. I don't want to play down the middle. You know, and I'm reading it going, oh, do I respond to it or not? You know, we were waiting to get Buckley over the line. I needed to get Tundi over the line. It was these jigsaw pieces when you lose key players and around it. And, you know, it's fickle, isn't it, at times, football. One minute I'm not a good manager. Next minute,
have been called a tactical genius tonight.
Right, okay.
And
some games, it works. But that's what's part of Hostel being, the football club. I've never been more than anybody for having a go. Never. They pay the money, they're entitled to their opinion, and at times it's been frustrating. We've come here tonight and topple one of the league favourites. That doesn't mean that we've got a divine right to go and beat Bamber Bridge on Saturday or whoever's up next. What it does give us always a platform to a bit of consistency and a bit of confidence.
We do have to go in a second, but I do need to mention the platform that the defensive line gave us tonight. Corners and set pieces has been a problem for FC United, not just this season, but for over the years. They've had a lot to contend with this evening. Mm. They've done really well, and Paddy Wharton's done some cracking save either side of half-time as well. So it's been a proper team display. Yeah. And you must be happy with going forward and the defence.
Delighted. I'm delighted with it. And I just said that to the lads in there. You've heard them on a bit of a sing song. I'm delighted with the whole performance. 1-0 away from home. It's the best scoreline in football for me. It's another clean sheet. It's 3 points on the board. We won't look at league tables. We'll come in Thursday night. We'll get ready for Bamber Bridge Saturday and hopefully repeat the same performance. But I'm sure that lots of people will be interested in seeing, the quality of the squad now. So, we look forward to Saturday and just want to thank everyone for the support tonight.
Up to 14th?
14th, right, okay.
It is early days, admittedly, but that's a bit more like it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. We said, we'll take 1.5 points per game. That's not going to happen in the first 10 games. We talked to the top 10 finish and we've said that. We'll just keep plugging away. We're not going to get carried away. We've won a game of football tonight. We're 1-7. We're out of the FA Cup, which was disappointing, but we'll enjoy tonight. We're going to enjoy tonight and, we'll get in Thursday and we'll work off a Saturday.
Neil, big thank you. Brilliant. As always, thank for you. Coming up to join
thank
us.
You.